Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
47, inside throw off the hands of Calvin Austin and into the hands of the Chargers. Dante Jackson out of bounds, inside the 40. The Chargers have intercepted Rodgers twice tonight. 6 for a first down and 10 for a touchdown. Rodgers 5 in the pattern. Looking, throwing, incomplete. He had the pressure coming, trying to throw it quick and spin away from the hit. But he was over Kenneth Gainwell. Fourth down decision. Gonna go. Steelers rarely go for it on fourth down.
No, I probably should have thrown it the other side. He was doubled. I should have thrown it more back shoulder or maybe worked the other side.
Aaron Rodgers saying he shouldn't have thrown it to DK Metcalf on that fourth down after he sails one over the head of their third down back, Kenneth Gainwell. And you can't count on much, folks, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. This Sunday, stream the Cincinnati Bengals at the Pittsburgh Steelers live at 1 p.m. Then stay for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series Landman, all on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We picked that series of clips for a reason. First play you heard there was Calvin Austin having a ball ricochet off of him to Dante Jackson, of all people, Dickerson.
Yep.
And then DK Metcalf is double covered on fourth down. I mean, that guy, he couldn't even breathe. He couldn't even breathe. Two guys draped all over him. And hate to say we told you so, but look, we talked earlier in the program, there were open guys that Rodgers missed. There were also a lot of moments where DK Metcalf wasn't open at all.
Right.
And it's because there's no threat. Roman Wilson, no good in this game. He caught a garbage time touchdown. That seems to be what he's best known for now. And Calvin Austin, I mean, buddy, what the hell is that? What the hell is that? Jacoby Myers didn't have a drop all of last season. And so when beat writers have come on here and said, well, the drop-off between Jacoby Myers and Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson isn't that big, yes, it is.
It absolutely is. Jacoby Myers has been a number one receiver in this league before.
He's had 1,000 yards in a year.
Exactly.
He doesn't drop the ball. You just heard, and we all saw it last night, a guy drop a ball into an interception in such a laughable way, I turned the game off. I never turn Steelers games off. I turned it off. I mean, then I turn it back on. It's not like I went into my garage and took off my Steelers license plate. But, yeah, I rage quit the Steelers last night. And then, of course, you get the stop, and then they muff the punt, and it was just a comedy of errors for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But I don't know how anybody who said, no, it's not worth a fourth and a sixth-round pick, could watch the game last night and say that the Steelers were not in desperate need of another wide receiver.
I could have sworn I saw that they did offer that, though.
That's what Caboli says, yeah.
And Jacoby Myers had his choice of where to go, and he chose elsewhere.
I don't know what to believe there.
I believe that. Why not?
I believe that that's what Caboli was told. It just felt very piratesy to me. we were close. We had it. And then they just chose to go elsewhere. Oh, well, we had something with Waddle, and then their GM got cold feet. This is in no way me saying that I don't believe that Caboli was told that. And it might have been the case. It very well might have been the case. But you don't get a gold star for almost, right?
Right. Yeah, you're right.
And if they were close and no cigar, it's still the same outcome as not having tried in the first place. And it's a bummer. Rodgers played poorly. I mean, and that's probably an understatement. But you've been saying it all morning. He didn't have any help. So go get a number two wide receiver. And we're going to table the conversation. Like, oh, go get one. You can't. We'll talk about Marquez Valdes-Scantling at some point. But this is what they got. And what they got
ain't enough.
And people say, oh, no, you don't use two wide receivers. You don't use three wide receivers in Artie Smith's offense. When you're trailing, you do. They play 11 personnel a lot when they're behind in football games. And by the way, they use two.
I mean, 12 personnel is probably what they're leading personnel. I mean, there's two wide receivers on the field. It's more about the threat than as much as it is the production.
I'm with you. Dan Orlovsky weighed in on Twitter. Did you see this morning? Quote, last night should worry the Steelers and their fans, end quote. Oh, jeez.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate that hard-hitting analysis. To the phones?
Sure.
Guess who's calling?
Angela.
Hello, Angela.
Oh, my God. What happened to the O-line? They're regressing. I don't know if it's Pat Meyer. I don't know if it's lack of leadership. The O-line, if you can't fix that, who cares about the wide receivers? Who cares about how bad Aaron Rodgers is? They didn't, and the offense overall, they didn't convert third down until the fourth quarter. That is unacceptable. Why not call some misdirection or slant passes? That the offensive scheme, conservative playing in a box, it's got to stop.
Angela, did you take the license plate off your car today?
No, but I went to bed early, and I never, 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 never do that.
What time did you go to bed, Angela?
Oh, at the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Man. Mm. Steelers were driving.
It sucks.
Thank you, Angela. She's not wrong about the O-line. It was a step back for sure.
Yep. Yep.
Broderick was not just getting beat. He was getting beat quick.
Quick. Inside.
Inside?
Yep.
Like every other play.
Crazy.
And Rodgers, God love him. He on the whole, this season, he has moved around better than I thought. I didn't think he moved around terribly last night, but he did step into a couple of sacks.
Bud Dupree.
Yeah. For a while there, Bud Dupree was outperforming one T.J. Watt.
Correct.
Which we will get into the defense a little bit later in the show. Steve in Murrysville wants to talk about that loss last night. Hello, Steve. Steve, you there?
This is me?
Yeah, you're on the air, Steve. What's up, man?
Oh, yeah. I'm out in LAX right now. I had to witness that brutal, brutal Steelers display of offensive letdown.
So you went to the game, you watched that nonsense, it's 4:10 in the morning. Are you flying back to Pittsburgh then, I guess?
Yeah, I'm flying out to Denver and then back to the homeland.
Was it worth it, Steve?
Oh, it's always a good time coming out to L.A., but to see that display of football is just atrocious. So, the first play, the Rodgers to Metcalf, you got to have that pass. You can't overthrow him. That kind of changes the whole tone of the game if he gets that touchdown right off the bat.
See, that one to me, yeah, it hurt. But if you make that play, that's like a top 10% play in the league.
I agree. If you make that play, I feel like that you're in sync and you are on the path that you want to be on. That was weird to me, that throw. I thought that, I mean, Rodgers usually hits that. I mean, he overthrew him immensely. And that's DK Metcalf. Yeah. DK Metcalf can run balls down like it's nothing. So
did he slow up a little bit too?
A little bit, but usually Rodgers is on point with stuff like that.
He is, and maybe I'm giving him too much grace on that one. The one that really pissed me off was the Jonnu Smith one.
Yeah,
my man is wide ass open.
Uh-huh.
And then Jonnu, he has to juggle it, and when he gets down, he took what I thought was a shot above the head and neck area.
Yep.
He got clobbered. And that was Rodgers' fault. Like, those two plays, if you hit those plays, it could change the complexion of the game.
No doubt.
And Rodgers even said in his postgame, we were waiting to make that one play that would get us going. Okay, there's two examples right there. You know what? I did give him too much grace on that. That's a much more difficult throw, but it is one that we've become accustomed to seeing Rodgers hit. And that DK's open.
He's open.
He's open.
I mean, you get the air underneath it, and I know that means a lot easier said than done.
But you could underthrow him is what you're saying.
Yeah, just throw it up.
Yeah.
Get some air underneath it. Whether he has to stop and go and jump and get it, or he can run underneath it. He just sailed it.
Have you ever been to that stadium out there?
No.
That looks incredible.
It does. It really does.
So cool.
It does.
When they were panning, you know, there's the beach. My wife's like, oh, the beach looks nice. And then they pan over to the stadium. She's like, that's their stadium? I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little different than Acrisure. Chris in Uniontown, my old stomping grounds. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing this morning? I just want to apologize.
Because I said
the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl. I'm sorry about that. It was a lie. I was dreaming.
But well, let's work backwards real quick, Chris, and then we'll let you finish your main point. Do you think the Steelers are going to win the division?
No.
Do you think they're going to make the playoffs?
Maybe.
So you do think they'll finish with a winning record?
They always do, but I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna blame y'all, man. The media. Pittsburgh media is not. Listen, if you watch Cleveland, not their fans program compared to y'all, totally different.
Yeah, they stink.
Yell all morning. They yell all morning. They yell and argue and fight. I love it. I love that.
You want me to yell?
I don't even like Cleveland.
So what are you asking from us, Chris? What do you want? What do you want us to say?
No, I want more emotion.
More emotion?
Tell the team to show a little bit more. Tell Tom to show a little bit more emotion when they pan to him on the sideline.
Every time they cut him on the sideline, he looked like Mark Capoli at the NFL owners' meetings.
Man, fire Tom, man. I'm tired of looking at that ugly dude.
Chris, you said they were going to win the Super Bowl, and you're saying we don't yell enough?
No, you just don't yell enough, man. I love your show.
Shut
man.
Up, Chris. You... Yeah, screw you, Chris. Get the hell out of here. Uniontown. I love Uniontown. Mom grew up there.
I think you don't yell.
He said it was our fault.
Go to Maloney's. Great veal parm. Uniontown.
Maloney's.
Mm-hmm.
Baloney.
Maloney's. I like a good veal parm. You like a good veal parm?
No.
What?
No, I don't want to eat baby
cow. You son of a...
I don't want to eat no baby cow.
Oh, okay. Mr. Big Football Guy over there.
What does that have to do with football?
Big football
what
guy.
What does that have
oh,
to do
with... Oh, I can't eat a baby
what,
cow.
What does that have to do with football?
I'm just trying to yell on behalf of the caller.
Veal parm.
He
just get
to
a
yell.
Steak.
No.
You know what? You really don't...
That baby cow is dead. If I don't get eat a piece, it inside for nothing.
Get a piece of chicken.
I do like chicken parm.
Yeah. Veal parm.
Just tender.
That's just doing too much.
You really don't sound that intimidating when you yell, though.
But
when
shut up, Harry!
But you are passionate at times, so that's good.
Texas brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I'm a little stuffed up today. I'm leaking everywhere. Now I'm out of breath.
Oh, quit complaining. God damn it. Quit complaining.
The Van Morning Show! Is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Hey, they need a number two wide receiver. Nothing a little Marquez Valdez-Scantling can't fix, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that a little bit coming up next. Your calls as well, 412-928-9370. We're going to try to do the hardest thing we've ever done here at 735. Hand out some Steelers game balls. That's going to be tough. It'll be fun, though. Give us a ring, 412-928-9370 on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
at Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Third and four, little inside catch and run. Roman Wilson spins into the end zone for the touchdown.
Yay! Wide receiver two. Woo! Good job, Roman. Awesome stuff. I mean, I guess it's not his fault he's Roman Wilson. But that guy ain't Jacoby Myers or Rashid Shaheed. He led the Steelers in receiving tied with DK Metcalf. Each guy had 35 yards yesterday. That ain't going to work.
Nope.
Pat Freiermuth, 3 for 33. Jaylen Warren, 2 for 21. Probably should have tossed it to him a little bit more. Darnell Washington, I bet him to score the first touchdown. Little did I know they wouldn't score the first touchdown until garbage time.
Yep.
Calvin Austin, 2 for 14, and one of the worst drops you'll ever see because it landed in the hands of Dante Jackson. They got to get Marquez Valdes-Scantling on the field next week.
Man, think about that. Think about that's what we're grasping at. Oh, they got to get Marquez. Nothing against him. But like it's like, we got to get him on the field to be the other threat. Wasn't he released?
He's just on the P squad too. That's what Tomlin said. P squad.
P squad.
They're all saying P squad.
Yeah, he's a P squad player.
Yeah.
Man.
Like R. Kelly Sheets.
Do you want some good news to make you feel better?
P squad. Sure.
You won odds and ends last week.
Great. Feel really good about it. 412-928-9370. Come, please save us, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. You're right. I'm sitting here all super serious. Like, you got to get Marquez out there next week. You're like, oh, yeah, buddy. Yeah. That makes us all feel better. Yeah. Great job. He was free. You got him for free.
Because somebody didn't want him.
Yeah, that's right. Rich in Wilkes-Barre next up. Hi, Rich.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Rich, did you ever see Sergei Mereshov play at play for the Wilkes-Barre Penguins?
I don't go up. I watch it on TV.
Cool.
The traffic up there is horrendous, man. It's terrible.
Yeah. I don't know why I asked you that. I'm sure you got a Steelers topic.
No, I watch them on TV. It's just better than driving up there.
All right, what do you got?
But, my whole thing is, no, it's cool. It falls more on Tomlin and the front office more than anything. We've had offensive line issues since Ben's last year. We've needed a wide receiver too, even when they back when they drafted George Pickens,
yep.
They let Deontay Johnson go, and they never filled that void. So this has been going on for years. Now, I mean, yeah, the players can only do so much, but to me it falls more on Tomlin and the front office for misevaluating what they need.
I mean, I think that's fair. It's probably more of an end of the season discussion, but I think that's fair.
Misevaluate what they need.
I think they've evaluated what they need. They just haven't gone about it in a way that has worked. Like, they should have drafted Broderick Jones. They did draft Broderick Jones. He just hasn't turned out to be what they thought he would be, or they haven't developed him into being
there. Hold on. I don't know if they should have drafted Broderick Jones. They knew he was going to be a project.
Yeah.
I don't know if they should have traded up for him. You don't trade up for a project player.
I'm fine with them. In fact, I celebrated them taking an offensive lineman. But you're right. He might have been the wrong guy.
The wrong one.
Yeah. And if you don't have faith in your ability to develop.
Exactly.
I.e., Kevin Dotson. Kendrick Green may have been a lost cause either way, but they played him at a position where he was not fit to play. And I had no problem with the Faltanu draft pick. I had no problem, obviously, with the Zach Frazier draft pick. They have attempted to improve this offensive line. I'll tell you what was bad yesterday at left guard was Spencer Anderson. That entire left side was a disaster. Shows you what they're missing in Sam Mollo. But that's another thing. They went out and got Sam Mollo. He's been underwhelming, but he hadn't been a bad player. They've addressed the offensive line.
They've addressed it in the draft, but any winning franchise knows that if you have a competent offensive line, it needs to be a mixture of you paying at least two of those guys, whether it's the tackles, probably the tackles, paying a lot of money to a legit NFL tackle or two, or a legit NFL guard or two, and then mixing in the young players with them.
Well, to that point, look at what Chicago did. They did it this offseason. Now they're sitting there at 6-3, and Caleb Williams still takes sacks, but the offensive line's a lot better than it has been.
Got to pay guys.
In 2 seconds. In two seconds.
They have. They paid DK, and they paid, you know, obviously some other guys, but...
We're doing the Pirates side, dude.
I know.
We're doing the Pirates side on a Steelers loser Monday. Charlie Batch, 8 hours ago, tweeted, WTF. Caboli tweeted out 8 hours ago, I don't have words. I'm at a loss to explain this team. That's pretty much where we are. Where are you? 412-928-9370. Roy, Jordan, Paul, we'll get to you among others when we come back. We're going to attempt to give out some game balls for yesterday's loss. And then at 7:50, we got to take a slight break and talk about Pitt getting College Game Day and what all lies ahead of the Panthers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We'll get to the phones in a minute here at 412-928-9370. We always give out game balls at 7:35 on Mondays. We don't give them out for the other team because you don't care. No one wants to hear us be like, "Oh, Vidal, he gets a game ball." Ladd McConkey, game ball. Though they are deserving of their game balls, their safeties were hitting, man.
They were bringing it.
They were bringing the wood. Bringing the wood. Jalen Warren. That'd be it, right?
I think so.
Maybe a little Alex Highsmith.
Maybe. I'm searching hard right now.
Yeah.
Soul searching.
I'll give Highsmith a game ball. Sure, why not? Hey.
I should say maybe Roman Wilson.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, there it goes.
Yep.
That was our game ball segment. Brought to you by ... 412-928-9370. Roy in Oklahoma. Hello, Roy.
Hello, sir. Nice talking to you guys this morning. I haven't been on here since 2015 because the last time I called, you guys kept hanging up on me. Please hear me out this time. It's real simple. Yeah, game ball should go to Highsmith and Warren. Can I say this? Guys, it's Tomlin. You got to hold your assistant coaches accountable. You have to. And I guarantee you, at the end of the day, he's knocking on each door of the cornerback coaches, the running back coaches, the O-line coaches, the D-line coaches, poking his head in, has everything going. Going good, coach. And he walks off, and he takes off and gets in his fancy car and go home. It is Tomlin. Tomlin is not sharing information. Well, number one, you can't share information you don't have. Tomlin is the issue. Now, you tell me, guys, why don't the Rooneys get rid of Tomlin?
Thank you, Roy. They don't really fire coaches, man.
No, they've had 3 in 60, 70 years, or yeah, whatever it is.
Since the Beatles were touring.
Right. They're not going to fire Tomlin because people think that he should be fired.
He's never had a losing season, and that matters to them.
Do you think that Art and the brass wants to go through, and I know this is a lower level, like what Penn State is going through right now, they don't want to do that. They don't want to have to search for a coach. They don't want to search and have to kind of image what they are bringing to the table as the Pittsburgh Steelers and have somebody buy in or wonder if somebody's bought in and wonder if they have, like, they have so much pride in how many coaches they've had in those years. They're not going to just fire Tomlin whenever he is as consistent as he is, which is just good enough. And that's hard to get in the NFL. We talk about it all the time. But they're not going to – they never will do it. As long as Art II is the owner, Mike Tomlin will be the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. If Art II hands it off to Danny, his son, then maybe things will change. But up until Art is – if Art is the owner, Tomlin is here.
1,000%.
Like, that's what it is.
Can I say something that's taboo and I don't want it to get taken out of context? He's never had a losing season. He was not, in my opinion, I need to make sure I cover every base here. He was not hired because he's a black man. He wasn't. When you get in a room with Mike Tomlin, he's incredibly impressive. He interviewed well. He had a great resume coming in. He did. And then he won a Super Bowl. Mike Tomlin's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. Part of Dan Rooney II's legacy was the creation of the Rooney Rule. There's no way that Art Rooney II is going to fire Mike Tomlin when he's never had a losing season, because I imagine that he would think that would tarnish the Rooney legacy.
I 1,000% agree.
Thank you. I was very scared to say all that.
1,000% agree.
And I want to be clear. That's not why he was hired. I'm not one of those guys. I'm not one of the people who takes pride in saying 10 years ago Tomlin should have been fired. No, he shouldn't have. Never had a losing season. You're not going to fire that guy until he does. And even then, you're probably going to give him, like we've given Rodgers, a little bit grace. Like, it's going to take more than just a losing season for him to be let go. And I think it's nuanced, and I think there's a lot there, but I absolutely think part of it is that legacy.
Yep.
And I think it's okay to acknowledge that without also acknowledging that's why he was hired, because it ain't. I'm scared. 412-928-9370. Jordan in McKeesport, good morning.
Now we know. So, I don't know. My thing is like, I get what you're saying about Tomlin, but at some point, when does it grow stale of being told the standard is the standard?
It's stale now, but we can't keep saying fire Tomlin because it ain't going to happen. I'm not really yelling at you. I'm just yelling into the void. Right. But
I'm not necessarily saying we need to fire him, but sometimes a change of scenery does a person good.
Oh, I absolutely totally agree with that.
No doubt.
It would do him well to get out of here, and it would probably, I mean, who knows if they'd be better without him than they are with him. I mean, you never know. And the people who hired Mike Tomlin and the people who hired Chuck Knoll and Bill Cowher, they ain't around. So there's no guarantee that the next guy would be better, but there was no guarantee the next guy would be better with the Penguins either. And look at what Dan Muse is doing compared to what Mike Sullivan is doing. Thank you, Jordan. 412-928-9370. Are we yelling enough for that caller now?
No.
You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. This Sunday, stream the Cincinnati Bengals and the Pittsburgh Steelers live at 1 p.m. Then stay for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series, Landman. All on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Just to take people behind the curtain here. When we do these Paramount reads, we have to send them off to corporate. Big deal, right? And we have to send context around them. So I always like to do something stupid before that. So then there are people like in the corporate offices, did they do the reads of Paramount Plus in Pittsburgh? And the thing they hear right before the read is, ah!
Nice.
Yeah.
The last one I sent of the Paramount Plus read was making a Dick Cheney joke when Chris Carter was wearing the Cheney shirt.
Oh, nice.
So that one's in the archive for us.
Perfect. Too soon?
Perfect.
412-928-9370. We'll keep taking your calls. No Caboli today. Trey Essex is going to join us at 9 o'clock. We're efforting to get Caboli on tomorrow, but he ghosted me. He did not reply to my request.
Is he okay? Did he tear his other Achilles? Again?
That's not nice of you to do.
Why? That's what happened. And he's in the place. He probably has PTSD. He probably went up the same escalator.
He was nervous about going back there.
I'm sure. It's normal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bringing up something that was a fact. He tore his Achilles at SoFi Stadium.
What if he came on tomorrow and was like, man, I'm a patella tendon. Patellar?
Patella.
Propeller?
Patella.
Coming up next, we'll take a brief pause from ripping the Steelers. We'll take your calls at 412-928-9370. We're going to ask you if you're blaming the defense coming up at 8. But one of the big football stories in town is the Pitt Panthers. It's 7-2, taking on 7-2 Notre Dame Saturday at noon, College Game Day, coming to the Berg. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Doran Game Day is going to be here on Saturday.
That's right.
You guys start at 9?
We sure do.
Game Day's at 9.
Yep.
I'm listening to you.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
On your Odyssey app and 93.7 The Fan. You're going to be streaming on Twitter?
I think it is awesome, though, that they chose to come here. And, you know, there is some hype around this game. Do you think that Notre Dame and Pitt is a little bit of a rivalry?
I mean, it's a historic one, right?
Yeah.
I would think a little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I mean,
they probably got a lot of teams that view them that way, but Pitt's on the schedule all the time. They used to be on the schedule every year.
Yeah.
I would think, yeah. Sure.
I don't know. It is a big game, clearly. Big game for Mason Heinchel and the Pitt Panthers. And, you know, there's so much talk around game day, and I love it. We love Pat McAfee. We love, you know, obviously game day, Herb Street, and Saban and everything, and I think that's great for the city. I think that's great for the Pitt community to showcase Pittsburgh and Pitt. But we're not doing as much talking around the game, and that's where I'm at. Let's talk about the game. Pitt needs to win this game. Now, some people are saying they don't need to win this game because it doesn't really affect, you know, the ACC and everything like that, but they need to win this game for all the reasons why game day is coming here.
Yep, 100%.
You need to prove what you really are,
yeah.
And you have been. You've been doing a great job. Mason Heinchel has really shot a lot of life into this football program, and good for that young man. We love it. But if you're Pat Narduzzi and you're this Pitt program, this is a must-win on national TV, all the hype that is surrounding your football team right now and how you're trending upwards and keep trending upwards. You need to win this football game. Go beat a good team.
I'm with you. That's what Boston was saying last week, too. Like, it's been a long time since Pitt's played in a game of this magnitude and won a game of this magnitude. It's been since Pickett. Yeah. They've had games where they spoil it for other people, things of that nature. Go out there and win the game.
Yeah.
Now, there's this, too, Mr. Dickerson. Last Monday came in and said, hey, things are looking pretty good for Pitt. Meanwhile, they were just plus 1,300 to win the ACC and plus 1,400 to make the college football playoff. They were off. Good things happened. Louisville lost. Virginia lost. Duke lost. It wasn't an ACC game. Imagine if Duke won the ACC and then the ACC got left out of the playoff.
Right.
Ridiculous. They won't because they're Duke. Pitt was plus 1,300 last week to win the ACC. They're plus 650 today.
Mm-hmm.
They were plus 1,400 to make the CFP. They're plus 800 today. It's all in front of them.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And there will be debate if they win out and don't make the ACC title game. Will they deserve to get in? I don't know. It depends on a lot of stuff. It depends on what happens in the SEC and the Big Ten and the Big 12 and elsewhere around college football. But I think if they win out, they're going to be in the ACC championship game. I have no faith in Louisville.
Mm-mm.
I have no faith in Virginia. I have no faith in Duke. Virginia's quarterback's going to be out this week. So it's all there in front of them. And I know Pat Narduzzi, they ain't even thinking about that right now.
No.
They're thinking about the Golden Domers.
Mm-hmm.
And look, Notre Dame played for the national championship last year. Last I checked, they were a 10.5-point favorite in this game. I actually think that line shows Pitt some respect. I do. I mean, I think there's more than a puncher's chance that Pitt wins this football game because the crowd's going to be crazy. They're playing with confidence. This is where Pitt expected to be. I was at the kickoff luncheon when you gave the speech. Like, that team had a lot of seniors. We didn't know that this many youngsters would be making an impact.
Mm-hmm.
Most impressively, Mason Heinschel. But they expected to be in contention come November 17th.
Yes.
And they are. Now is time to beat a team. And they're a national story right now. Imagine Mason Heinschel if they beat Notre Dame.
Huh. Listen, it only matters how you got where you're at after whenever everything's all said and done. It doesn't matter how you got to this point. And I know there's a lot of things that went into it, and there's a lot of movement and different things that had to happen for Pitt to get to this point. But you're here now, so go do it.
Damn right.
Go do it.
Like someone just wrote on YouTube, next year could be tantalizing for Pitt as long as they hold on to the QB. A, I think they will. But B, why the hell are you thinking about next year?
Yeah, right now. It's right in front of you.
Right in front of you.
Man.
And if it doesn't go the way Pitt fans want, then you can say, okay, you know what, though? We were in it. We had game day here, and then we got Heinschel coming back, and great. But you got a shot.
Yes, you do.
And that's the first step. You want to be in position to be in position. They might even be better than that right now. And the college football playoff rankings will come out tomorrow night. A bunch of the teams between 15 and 25 lost, so Pitt's going to probably move up more. Big one.
Narduzzi's going to be out for some blood in this game, too, of what happened 2 years ago. I mean, they got embarrassed in South Bend. You know, there's a whole thing, you know, obviously after the game about the players, whatever, all kinds of BS with that. But I think Narduzzi's going to be out for blood this game. He wants this one. He wants this one back.
They're going to be up. Is Notre Dame going to be as emotionally ready? We shall see. I think Freeman's a great coach. Like, I hated Notre Dame with Brian Kelly. I don't so much with him because I think he's
same
awesome.
Here. Same here.
He'll have them ready, but Pitt's at home. It's going to be as emotional an atmosphere as been down there since the Backyard Brawl came back a couple years ago. We know how that one went, too. So I'm super excited. I'm going. We going? Of course you're going.
I'll be there.
You'll be on the broadcast.
Yeah, team. I'll be there.
I'm an idiot.
I'm excited.
Texter, you should try to get McAfee on the show this week. Efforting. Mm-hmm. Working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Going to try Reese, Mr. Davis, too. Talked to him earlier on in the year. All right, coming up next. Oh, crap. Talking about college football was fun, and maybe we'll get back to it before the show is up, but back to the regularly scheduled The Steelers Suck programming. Chris in Connellsville, Troy Mount Washington, Daryl in Evans City. You've been waiting patiently. We'll get to Ian's coming up next at 412-928-9370. People are saying we should sell shirts, Doran. Catholics versus Yinzers.
Oh, that's good.
That's not bad. TM, up. So we get all the proceeds.
I like that.
Coming up next. The Steelers' defense, the dam eventually broke. Do you blame them at all for the loss yesterday? We'll get into it. We'll take your calls. First, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions today. Oh, my gosh. High at 37, low at 27. But it gets better tomorrow. It'll be warmer. by 1 degree, high of 38, low of 24, overcast. Fan Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.